Sing in the House Chamber 146th Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Of course, ask everyone to silence their electronic devices. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dear Lord, as we reconvene for this short period, we pause to give you thanks for this day and for all the days you have ahead for us. We thank you for the many blessings that you have so generously gifted us, so many, Lord, that we cannot count them all. Some are so subtle that we take them for granted, and at times we neglect to treasure them as we should. We thank you for the air we breathe, the water we depend on, and the ground beneath our feet. Forgive us, Lord, for our periodic indifference and our forgetfulness at how blessed we are. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, our loving Creator. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 17th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for October 17th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Chair further directs that chapter bills will be noted. About to go to messages, notices and announcements. The chair will also remind the body that the committee and finance and rules will be meeting tomorrow morning. It is the intention of the chair to add those bills to tomorrow's calendar for action. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, who is in the wrong seat, Representative Warren, rise?
Forgive my disorientation this afternoon.
Recognize.
Mr. Speaker, do you have any idea what time session might be on Wednesday?
I'm going to guess about 1 or 2 at this point, but it depends. But looking at probably 1 or 2 for Wednesday and probably something earlier than that Thursday, just depending on the progress of the week. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, October 22nd at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Hurley, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, October 22nd at 2 p.m., subject to the standards stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.